3. Love. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you, and He wants out. The metaphoric picture Jesus gave in John chapter 7, verse 38, of the indwelling Spirit of God is that of a river. Rivers start somewhere and go somewhere. In this case, the Spirit of the resurrected Christ starts with God Himself, who dwells in us, and is to flow out of us, touching the world around us. He is in us as a river, not a lake. He is constantly moving. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, Jesus told His disciples that they had something to give by commanding them, "Freely you received, freely give." Love requires giving. For God so loved the world that He gave, John chapter 3, verse 16. While I believe He is primarily referring to releasing the Holy Spirit, the lesson could apply to anything He has given us, which would include things like favor, mercy, love, time, and money. The list is endless, really. He gives to us, hoping we will give to another. The way His life is to increase on the earth is by those He has favored to release it to others. Interestingly, we get to keep only what we give away. This picture is basically saying that we release or give the Spirit of God away in our activities as believers. If that is true, then it would do us well to consider His nature and passions. He cooperates with those who carry His heart. Compassion is a huge part of expressing the heart of God. It is not sympathy, nor is it merely identifying with a person who has an issue. Sympathy locks a person in a problem, while compassion pulls him or her out. Sympathy supports a person's identity being built around his problem, such as a disease, like blind Bartimaeus. Compassion sees what can be and pulls it into the now. This metaphor of the Holy Spirit as a river illustrates our lives as a flow of something. This flow happens as we love people. The power of God is expressed or released from us in all life and ministry that is truly pleasing to Him. Every time we minister in His name, declaring